Part 3. Directions. In this section of the test, you will hear a number of conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what is said in each conversation. You must select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Each conversation will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I bought this shirt yesterday, but I need to exchange it for a different size. It's a little small. Do you have a large?
Let's see. No, I'm sorry. We only have mediums and smalls. I can give you a refund if you'd like.
Then I guess I'll have to take a refund.
Number 41. Where is this conversation taking place? Number 42. What is the man's problem? Number 43. What will the man receive? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Good evening, sir. I see you have four bags. Which would you like to take as carry-on?
I'd like to check these two suitcases and carry on the two smaller bags.
I'm afraid that due to safety regulations, we can only allow passengers one piece of carry-on baggage.
Oh, even small bags like these? Then I guess I'd better move all my valuables into just one bag.
Number 44. What is the woman's job? Number 45. How many bags does the man want to keep with him? Number 46. What is the man going to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Have you finished writing the proposal yet? Mr. William needs it Friday morning, and I told him you'd have it done.
No, I'm still working on it. I thought he didn't need it until Monday.
I thought you knew he wanted it Friday. Well, you'd better hurry if you want to have it done in time.
I guess I won't be getting much sleep tonight or tomorrow if I'm going to get it to him.
Number 47. What does Mr. Williams need? Number 48. When should the woman finish her task by? Number 49. What day is this conversation taking place? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Will you need a car once you arrive? We have a special rate at the moment. If you book a car for 2 days, you can get a third day half price. If you book a car for 5 days, the sixth day is free.
Yeah, a car would be convenient, but I'll only need it for 3 days, and I'll need full coverage.
Certainly. What type of car would you like?
Number 50. What is the man going to do? Number 51. How many days will the man need a car? Number 52. Which of the following does the man require? Go on to the next page. Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
What are you writing? You've been at it for hours.
I have to arrange my appointments for the week, or I won't be able to fit everyone in. I took a few days off last week, and now I have so many people to see.
Well, I don't mean to make your life more complicated, but I was hoping we could sit down this week and talk about the Kingford survey.
Couldn't it wait until next week?
Number 53. Why does the man have to arrange his appointments? Number 54. Why does the man have so many people to see this week? Number 55. When can he probably talk with the woman? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, could you tell me when the next train to Washington leaves? I can't see it on any of the signboards.
Sorry, sir. You just missed the last train to Washington this evening.
Oh, no. What time does the first train to Washington leave tomorrow?
It leaves at 5:35 a.m., sir.
Number 56. Where is this conversation taking place? Number 57. When is the man going to leave for Washington? Number 58. What happened to the man? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, do you have change for a dollar? I need to make a call, and all I have are dollar bills.
Sorry, I don't have any change. I just used my last coins to buy a newspaper.
Do you know where I can get some change around here?
To be honest, I usually just buy some gum to break a bill. But I guess you could try asking at the newspaper kiosk.
Number 59. What does the man want to do? Number 60. What does he ask the woman for? Number 61. What does the woman suggest? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Yes, ma'am. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like an iced coffee and a honey-dipped donut, please.
Can I interest you in our morning special? With a purchase of 2 donuts, you get a coffee for half price. How does that sound?
It's tempting, but I'll just stick to the 1 donut, thanks.
Number 62. What does the woman order? Number 63. What special offer does the man mention? Number 64. How does the woman feel about the offer? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Was there anything in the report concerning my proposal? I've been dying to find out what they thought.
Well, I just finished reading it, and no, they only mentioned John's proposal. I didn't see anything about your proposal.
That's not fair. I worked long and hard on that proposal.
Well, why don't you talk to the director and tell him how you feel?
Number 65. What has the woman been reading? Number 66. Why is the man upset? Number 67. What does the woman recommend? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, can I cash a traveler's check here?
Yes, but I'll need to see some identification first. May I see your passport, please?
I'm afraid I don't have it on me right now. Will you accept my driver's license?
Yes, that'll do just fine. I'll just need to make a copy of it.
Number 68. What does the man want to do? Number 69. What does the woman need to see? Number 70. What does the man show her? Go on to the next page.